Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 114 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, all too often at the local park and tennis club, I'll see players get to the net, or as is very common in doubles, players who are already positioned at the net get surprised and caught off guard and not ready to volley, including those balls that can and should be put away. What typically results is an unforced error or volleys that are ineffective, consequently providing opponents with additional opportunities to win the point. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about the mechanical or technical aspects of the volley. As I've discussed in previous podcasts, many players have sound technique when it comes to executing a volley, but having good volley technique does not mean you have a good net game. In this podcast, I'd like to zero in on what I believe is the most important aspect of playing at net well before you get to the point of actually hitting a volley, and that is making sure you have the proper mindset when you are at the net. Now, what I convey to players about the proper mindset when they are at or approaching the net during a match is that it has to go beyond just thinking positive thoughts. It's also about maintaining that same high level of intensity and purpose when you're up at net, as you have when you're playing within your comfort zone, for example, at the baseline for most players. Simply put, as it pertains to the ball in play, you've got to want it, expect it, and own it. Now, to want it means you want your opponent's shot to come to you. You want to volley the ball. What I see often in recreational doubles is a player who plays a shot from that no man's land part of the court, which is a couple of steps inside the baseline, and then decides to move forward to the net. The problem is, and we've all seen this, that player who hit the approach shot really does not want that ball hit back to him or her. And you can often see it in their facial expression, body language, movement, and overall lack of purpose and certainty with which they made their approach shot. It's essentially, okay, I've hit the approach shot, now what? Folks, you want that ball to come back to you. You want to be accountable to yourself for yourself. And if it's doubles, then it includes being accountable to and for your partner and team. To expect it means you take nothing for granted, fully expecting your opponent to get the ball back into play, and that you will have to volley to win the point. As I mentioned earlier, I often see players at the local park or tennis club come to net or who are already at the net get caught off guard because for some reason they're not expecting the ball to come back. Folks, if you are up there hitting volleys in a rally or point, your sense of awareness and urgency at net should be very high because that rally or point will likely be over shortly thereafter. Thus, there is no reason to be caught off guard. Now, to own it means you are unwavering in your decision to approach and or play at net. You go about your play with full commitment and sense of purpose void of second guesses. You are comfortable and confident in your strategy, court position, and ability to execute. To own it means whether you win or lose that point, you're going to have no regrets. The bottom line is this. Folks, as you've heard me say throughout many of my podcasts over the past couple of years, having the proper mindset is everything. This is especially true when you are at the net. You've got to have a high sense of urgency, an uncompromised commitment to your strategy, court position, and tactical execution. At the net, there is no time or margin to spare on doubt, indecisiveness, and passivity. Your opponent's shot will get on top of you in the blink of an eye. That ball can travel pretty quickly up there at net. So keep your eye on the ball, literally and figuratively. Just remember, want it, expect it, own it. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.